I'm going to tell you that we've got people going to be waiting to pray with you and get alongside you. And more importantly, we just want to celebrate, put our arms around you. And we want to get alongside of you. We want to kill the fatted calf and be reminded of that sacrifice of Jesus made for all of us. I came back home. I want to say to you, as you pray for those before they leave and after they come back home, God's in control and He's doing an incredible work. And there is a new tomorrow and a new day and a new beginning. There is.
God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton on this edition of The Encouraging Word. So good to welcome you back into this conversation, back into this wonderful message from God's Word with Dr. Wilton talking about prodigals both before and after, because you may be in a different stage with your prodigal than I am with mine. And as we pray for each other in that, we see God work in our own lives while He's working in the lives of those that we're praying for. Speaking of prayer, if you'd like to have someone praying with you and for you right now, we'd love to be a part of that prayer support team. You can call us at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. That number and so many other ways to connect are on our website as well at theencouragingword.org. Now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton. The Encouraging
Word. I want to say something to somebody about some of the things that you and I can do before they leave. This is what we need to be doing. Parents, this is a special word for you. This is a special word for parents. I'm going to give you some thoughts. Now, there are many more, and I want to predicate what I'm saying. You can do all of this, and you still will never match the pure Father's love. Some prodigals come out of the very best homes. What can you do before your child gets to that time? Here are a couple of things. Number one, pray a lot. Just pray a lot. Prayer changes things. Pray a lot. I will, as long as I can have life, I can remember coming home, and I know that my little mama is going to just sit there and cry. But I can remember coming home so angry and discombobulated, rebellious. And I can remember sometimes walking down the corridor of our home in Africa. And as I would go past my mother and father's bedroom, I could hear a voice in there. And it would be like a magnet. I would stop and look through the crack in the door. And my little Scottish mother was on her knees. And these prodigal ears would hear that little mama of mine crying out to God for the son who went from a prodigal to a pastor. I can hear the drone coming out of my father's study, of my father calling out to the Lord. Pray a lot. Number two, dedicate your babies to the Lord. Parents, look at me. Jesus was dedicated. Baby dedications are not a ritual. Jesus was taken to the temple. The pastor of that temple took that baby. He prayed, number one, for the parents. Baby dedications are first and foremost for you and me as parents, because we need a lot of wisdom, don't we? If we don't have wisdom, you know what you're going to do? You're just going to wring the little fella's neck. Listen, just for the record's sake, bringing up children, sometimes what you really want to do is say, excuse me, go and play in the traffic. Are you talking to me or are you chewing a brick? Right? How do we know how to love and exercise spiritual wisdom? The second thing that he did was that he took baby Jesus and he dedicated him to God the Father. You must do that. Dedicate your children. Number three, impress on your children. The Old Testament's full of that. Impress the truth of God's word on your children from the youngest age. Write them on the doorposts. Folks, let me tell you what's up for grabs in America. Just a little while, I spoke to you about a fresh vision. We're a church that believes in sharing God's truth. We stand upon God's word. That's what we do. We believe we need to hear from God. So I don't come here on Sunday mornings and give you a whole lot of little stories and then take God and Jesus out of the clouds somewhere and salt and pepper what I've got to say. And that's happening all over America today. It's the most popular form of preaching, is to just get up and do a whole lot of cutesy things, pull God out of the clouds and give him an honorable mention somewhere to make everybody feel better. No, no, no. Sharing truth, standing on God's truth, means that what we do is we put God's word out there and we ask God to allow us as life group leaders, as preachers and teachers, to illustrate real life of God's word. Because it's God's word that doesn't return void. It's not my word. My word is meaningless. It may be good and it may be wholesome and it may be valuable at a graduation service, but it's what God writes upon our hearts. Impress this on your children from the earliest age. Teach them what truth is. It's the truth that sets us free, folks. It's not our freedom that sets us free. It's truth. That's why I want all of you to be in life groups. You need to be passionate about this with your children. Number four, establish family devotions. Remember, this is long before they leave. Establish family devotions. The toughest single thing you will probably ever do as parents is to try and establish family devotions. You know why? Because everybody's going at 100 miles an hour. And wait until the ball games start. And the swim meets. And the cheerleading. And trying to get all the family to sit down at the same time and just have a simple little reading. It's tough, folks. Establish family devotions. Number five, reason together. Sit down with your children. The Bible says, come, let's reason together. Work out your salvation. Establish that conversation. Reason together. Number six, celebrate transitions. Now, some of you are just going to crack up when I give this to you. I believe that there are essentially 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 major transitions that all children go through. Now, all you educators, man, I love our educators. They're all getting ready to go, starting back to school tomorrow, all those kinds of good things. We pray for you, and some of you great educators, you're going to know so much more about this than I will. But I believe that there are 6 major transition periods in the life of every child. Here they are. You ready? Number one, the pre's. Those early years, everything is pre-something, isn't it? The pre's. Oh, they pre this, they pre that, they pre this, they pre that. Now, I want you to just think about that word for a minute. I don't have time to get in. So there's transition number one is the pre's. You know? Number two, second stage, the tweens. Tweens are not teenagers. But they also certainly don't want to be regarded as little children. They tweens. They tweenagers. They caught between a rock and 1,000 places. They don't know whether they are this or that, up or down, tall or short, whether they've arrived or just begun. And they expect you, as parent, to treat them accordingly. Right? Those are the tweens. Then you get the teens. Celebrate teens. I better stop right there because I'll get myself in serious trouble. You get the teens. But then you get the next stage. I call them the preens. What's the difference between a teen and a preen? When they get to the preen stage, they spend far more time preening themselves than they do actually going out. Mirrors become very important. Hair dryers. Stuff that you put on your eyes. The right clothes. Designer jeans. Budgets get affected. Preparation is the name of the game. Those are the preens. Very critical stage of development. Because the preens, for the first time, are becoming even more acutely aware of what everybody else thinks. But then you get to the next stage, which I call the keens. Now, the keens are very interesting. They're just coming out of the preens, but they certainly still preen themselves. They're not teens. They're certainly not tweens. They've grown. They've gone from the prees to the tweens, to the teens, to the preens. Now they're the keens. They are going to charge hell with a water pistol. They've got the answer to everything in life, and they certainly know much more about you, life than you do, Mom. Are you kidding me? They know it all. Very critical transition period, folks. If you're not celebrating this with them, you're leaving them to something that you know is a battlefield. That's your keens. They keen to establish themselves. They keen to get to college. They keen to get that degree. They keen to get that job. They are keen to impress. This is everything. I mean, it's just up and vibrant. It's the ball game. It's being there. It's on time. It's, hey, here I am. Yo, let's go. Hey, yo, man. I mean, level with the gravel, you know. You can tell I've been there. And then the final stage of child, young, child, older childhood is what I call the dreams.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and he's our teacher here on The Encouraging Word. It's a joy to be able to share with you these teachings and also share with you opportunities to go deeper into God's Word. As a matter of fact, the discipline of being in God's Word on a daily basis is paramount in the growth of each of us as a follower of Christ. If you'd like, we have a wonderful email we can put in your hands that will help jumpstart your day. It jumpstarts my quiet time every morning. It comes from Dr. Wilton about 6 o'clock in the morning. It's called the Daily Encouraging Word email. You can sign up on our website at theencouragingword.org or pick up the phone right now and call us and let us know you're interested, perhaps in a hard copy. We present it together in a bound 3-month edition that you can have to stick in your Bible or over your visor. I know many friends of mine that this is a way that they pray and get close to God in the middle of carpool line. It's available by calling 866-899-9673. That's for the hard copy. Or if you're not ready for that, want to dive in electronically, we'll send you that email by just texting the word daily to 30500. That's right. Just text the word daily to 30500. We'll send you a link, and within a few minutes, you'll be signed up and ready. All the details, of course, are on our website at theencouragingword.org. Now let's get back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton here on The Encouraging Word.
And then the final stage of child, young, child, older childhood is what I call the dreams. They then get to go and start college. Now you've lost them and they move into the dream stage. It's what they're going to be. How much money they're going to be making. The yacht they will eventually have. And even the crew. The great contract they're going to sign with the Dallas Cowboys. It's the dream stage. Beautiful. It's a great stage. It's ambitious. It's standing up straight, man. It's dreaming. Oh, that girl there, most beautiful thing I've ever met. I'm going to marry her. Everything is this wonderful dream. It's reality fused with striving and desire. It's people standing up. Parents, get a hold of it. If you just let someone dream without any kind of guideline within which to dream, they're going to dream all right. I know what happened to this guy that Jesus told us about. Boy, he dreamed. took it all and said, man, I'm going to go over there, and boy, am I going to hit it big time. Just didn't kind of work out the way he dreamed. He came back home. Well, there's a lot that we can do when it comes to prodigals. Even the thought. I'm just going to tell you, folks, every family has a potential prodigal in it. And there's a lot you and I can do to mirror the Father's love. Now, what about when they come back home? You know, I can't ignore this story. Why did Jesus talk about this big brother? Why? Well, surely he could have just left that out. I've got to ask myself. So I want to close today, and I want to give you just three biblical nuggets taken from this passage that are very important. You ready for this? When they come back home. Church, I want you to look at me. Every person who has sinned against God, has messed up, is welcome back in this church. Christians are sometimes the worst, and especially big brother Christians, who really believe that they deserve it all because they never, let's never, folks, become like the big brother. And I asked myself, Lord, how did the Father respond to that? And these are the three principles. You ready for them? Number one, explain gracefully. If you look at this passage that I've just read, verse 31 particularly, the Father, realizing this real problem that the brother had with the son coming back home, he just explained it to him gracefully. The operative word here is gracefully, because what you're doing is explaining God's grace. Let me tell you, God's grace was the only means by which the older son stayed at home. And God's grace was the only mean by which the younger brother came back home. Now let me run that by again. Are you ready for this? Explain gracefully. God's grace was the only reason why the older son never left home. And God's grace was the only reason why the younger son came back home. It's by the grace of God. Explain it gracefully. Number two, act practically. This whole passage is about the practical love of the Father. You might want to get last week's message if you weren't able to hear it. What did the Father do? He saw him and ran to him, hugged him, had compassion, kissed him, and he even took it further. He put a coat on him. He put a ring on his finger. He put shoes on his feet. He killed the fatted calf and filled up his empty stomach. Act practically. God's grace is not just something that we say. It's something that we see. I don't want us to ever be a church where we just talk God's truth. We've got to make certain that people who don't know Christ see God's truth. We must not just know about Christ, we must do Christ. Number three, close with this. Forgive unconditionally. Forgive unconditionally. That's hard, isn't it? This past week, I watched a movie that I didn't know existed. You never hear me talk about movies. This was long after I'd prepared this message. It's called The Railway Men. Colin Firth, an Englishman, is the actor. My wife and I watched this. It was so moving. That's the story about this man who gets taken captive by the Japanese, and as a POW, so to speak, he suffers great torture. They break his body, and the whole movie is flashbacks and how he just cannot shake it, and how his life comes back together. And years later, he just still is carrying the scars. Totally understandable pain of this horrible torture at the hands of his Japanese torturers, and in particular, one man in particular. And the story of the movie is this man going back to an area in Thailand where he was interred, and finding this man. And the final scene is so moving, where the man so badly tortured stood next to the Lieutenant Colonel Ted Ballards, people that we honor and love and admire and respect so deeply. And that final scene of that former POW with his arm around his Japanese torturer, and the Japanese man bent over and sobbing, saying, "I'm sorry," was one thing. But to see that man look into the face of his Japanese torturer and say, "I forgive you." I don't know that I could do that, but by the grace of God, could you? And that's what our Heavenly Father has done for us. Now, I'm going to ask you today to come back. I'm going to ask you today to lay it down. I'm going to ask you to draw that line in the sand, not for Don, not for this person, not for that person, but because of the truth of God's Word, because of the Father's love. I'm going to invite you to come. And all of us have faced hurt, and we look back and hurt turns into anger, and we suffer even depression, and we battle with all of these things. These things are so real, aren't they? But the Father's love, it's worth it. It's so worth it. And above all, I want to invite you to give your life to Christ. Would you do that? Turn your life over to Him. Come just as you are. Just come just as you are, because the Spirit is calling. That's what grace is. He's saying, come just as you are, not because of this person or that person. And for some of you folks, this involves something that goes so deep. You were abused as a youngster, or somebody said you went through. These things are incredibly difficult, folks. It is the hardest thing in the world. You cannot do that in your own strength. That's why the Father explained this gracefully. He acted practically, and He forgave unconditionally.
Perhaps you've heard Dr. Wilton say that before, and perhaps you've been saying, okay, maybe, but I've got questions. Let us discover the answer to those questions in God's encouraging Word, the Bible itself, together. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. I really do challenge you to jot it down. You say, I'll never need it. Perhaps you might need it. Maybe at 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd be happy to be a 2 a.m. friend for you to pray with you and for you at 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, we'll connect online at keyboard to keyboard at theencouragingword.org. That's theencouragingword.org. Before we get away, Dr. Don has a final thought for you that could be the most important thing that he needs to share today with you.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that He died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus, and I give Him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together, because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
That number to call is 866-899-WORD. We have great resources for you. If you've just given your heart to Jesus Christ, let us help get you started as a new believer with resources that will help you grow. Or perhaps you're coming back to Jesus and you need resources to help you stay focused, stay true, grow deeper roots in your faith. You can find that at theencouragingword.org, or you can call us right now at 866-899-9673. And I just want to say thank you to so many of you who have become encouragers to us at The Encouraging Word. What's that all about? Here's Dr. Don with details.
You know, in all my years of sitting at the feet of Dr. Billy Graham, he said this to me. He said, "Don, the most important thing in life is to know that you belong to Jesus." And then he said, "The second most important thing is that you know that you belong to Jesus." He encouraged me to write this book, totally secure, to help you find the answers to these important questions. That's why he endorsed this book of mine. I want you to have a copy of this book. I want you to have the assurance that you are going to heaven. Please pick up the telephone right now and call the number on the screen and request your personal copy of Totally Secure. The Encouraging Word broadcast ministry is supported by viewers and listeners just like you who want to make a difference in the world. So thank you for requesting my book, Totally Secure. Your financial support enables us to continue moving forward for Christ.
That number once more is 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. You can find that number and other ways to connect with us on our website as well at theencouragingword.org.
You know, these are such special times together. I'm so grateful, my friends, that we can worship together like this through the Encouraging Word broadcast ministry, and you're such a vital part of all that God's doing, and I just love you, and I want you to know that. You know, this ministry goes on 24 hours round the clock all the time. We want to be involved in your life, and we want to continue to pray for you. You can call us at any time. You can partner with us all the time through prayer and through your giving. We know that you are 100% engaged as we are in sharing God's truth with our searching world. That's what this is all about. We need Jesus, don't we? And God is doing a great work. And I love you today. Thank God for you. Pray for you. God bless you.
Dr. Wilton and staff, it is my pleasure to share how the Daily Encouraging Word played an important role in my recovery from breast cancer. While having surgery, chemo, and radiation treatments, I would find myself with little or no energy, plus so tired I couldn't stay awake long enough to read anything of great length. That is where your precious devotional came in. I could read, pray, and know God was with me every step of that long year journey. That was 4 years ago, and I praise God for His mercy, grace, and healing power, for I am now cancer-free.